that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And this is a subject that we really have to talk to our teens about. It is Teen Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And one in three teens will be in an abusive relationship before they're an adult, whether it's physical, sexual, verbal, emotional, mental. It is real. So on the line, I have none other than Jessica McClellan. You know, she is the founder and president of Giving Hope and Help, doing so much to help victims of domestic violence and survivors to find a way of escape. How you doing today, Jess?
I am good, Sister Julie. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Of course, you know, this subject definitely pains our heart. But, you know, since you deal with the shelters and you see people, what would you say to parents that don't realize this is happening, what they need to look for in their kids?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I think that our children need to be taught, intentionally taught, what a healthy relationship looks like. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes they are growing up in homes where they don't even see a healthy relationship. So who can teach them that? The community. The community can teach that if they're not getting it at home. The schools, churches, community organizations that they may belong to, even Girls and Boys Club, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, all of these organizations should have a component where they're teaching children and youth, teens, what healthy relationships look like. Because truthfully, domestic violence and teen violence, child violence, starts on the playground.
Okay, now explain a little bit more about that, because you and I have discussed in the past, but for those who don't think it does, let's make that connection.
Well, you know, children today are considering themselves dating very early in elementary school. And say, for instance, Tom and Jane are dating and they're in second grade. And they're on the playground and Jane decides that she wants to walk to the swings with Michael. Mm-hmm. And Tom goes over to Jane and says, "You can't talk to him. I'm your boyfriend," or whatever it may be. That there is a form of control in second grade.
Wow. And most people wouldn't think of it like that. But even I can think back to elementary school where boys chase the girls, you know, might grab a goose. We, you know, our culture back then, that's just, oh, kids playing around. But when you grow older, like you're in middle school, once you get used to a certain behavior, it just kind of stays.
And so what you're doing as a second grader, first grader, third grader, whatever it may be at an early age, is you are accepting that type of behavior in your life from that type of person. Say, for instance, it's a male. Oh, boys always act like that. Boys will be boys. We've heard that term.
Yeah.
No, boys will be boys, but they don't have to be boys in your space, because you do not have to accept everything that happens in the way that children or teens act. So I think that learning what a healthy relationship is the foundation to escape teen dating violence and domestic violence as an adult.
Now, for a teen who may not realize they're in an abusive relationship, what those would be more or less the relationships where there's verbal and there's control, and you think, oh, he just loved me. He just want to know, you know, where I'm at, or even texting you constantly. So those are also signs to watch for as well and be like, nah, this is toxic. This ain't right for me.
Exactly. And so the next step would be learning that there are three types of relationships, only three. In your personal life, in your workplace, there's three types of relationships. And those relationships are healthy, unhealthy, or abusive. One of the three. And so if you have a healthy relationship, you're respectful, you're trusting, you're honest, you're equal, you're paying, making mutual choices, you're respectful and communicating. Unhealthy relationships, not communicating, disrespectful, not trusting, dishonest, trying to take control, only spending time together, isolating you from your friends and family, isolating you from the things that you want to do, telling you that you can't do it, degrading. These are unhealthy things. Abusive, communicating in hurtful ways. No one will ever love you. I'm the only one that would ever be interested in you. Look at you. You're skinny, you're ugly, you're fat, whatever. abusive, controlling, isolating. I said that already, but isolating your partner from other people, saying, I don't want you to talk to that person. I don't want you to be friends with that person. Denying their actions, gaslighting. Gaslighting is saying, you know, putting it back on, putting the problem back on you always.
Yes.
Whenever they did something wrong, oh, it's your fault. This happened because you did this. I said this and I did this because you did this. Everything is no accountability, narcissism. So all of these different things that we're talking about fall into one of three categories: healthy, unhealthy, or abusive. And it is very important for us to teach healthy relationships. That's the number one type of relationship on the spectrum, because that's the type of relationship that we all want to have in our workplace, in our family, in our friends, in our circles, and everywhere. We all want to have healthy relationships. No one just signs up and say, hey, I want to be in an abusive relationship.
Right.
Those patterns are taught through our lives, how to be abusive and how to accept abuse.
My gosh. Well, we know Giving Hope and Help is a great resource if you want to learn more about signs of domestic violence and apply it to your teen, or get some resources where if you're a teenager and you're listening, you want to get some help. If you haven't talked to a school counselor, a parent, an adult you can trust, give your website, Jessica, because I know that it's a safe place for people to contact you and you to make a connection for them.
Absolutely. You can contact us at givinghopeandhelp.org. We do have some free resources available for you. Also, we do like to share the loveisrespect.org website. Loveisrespect.org.
All right.
Website. There's a lot of information on there for parents.
Yes. So parents, get into that too. And teens, there is a place for you to learn if the relationship you're in is healthy despite what you've ever seen. Thank you, Jessica. I know we'll be together again for the prom class in a couple weeks, girl. Let's gear up.
Let's go. Thank you so much, Julie.
I appreciate you. Thanks, sis.